It used to be lower for longer when talking about the Federal Reserve monetary policy outlook, which also extended to the outlook at other major central banks. This was the way it was for years in the aftermath of the financial markets crisis of 2008. But we've reached a point now where the opposite is holding true. Rocketing inflation has finally arrived on the scene, and central banks don't have the luxury of ignoring it. What this means is a new era of higher for longer. Naturally, this isn't the most investor-friendly policy path, and investors are having a hard time with their attempts to shrug off this new reality. The resulting price action has been what one would expect. Stocks have been sold into rallies in 2022, while the US dollar has been broadly bid. Any hope for Fed rate cuts in 2023 have mostly come off the table. And again, this struggle with inflation is global and extends well beyond the Fed. Last week's shocking jump in German producer prices is a testament to this fact. Meanwhile, worry around the China outlook has not helped matters. The Chinese offshore yuan has sunk to its lowest level since 2020 as COVID, heat, and property woes mount. The fallout here has also spread to the Korean won, which has sunk to its lowest level since the financial markets crisis, yet another red flag. And economic data overall has been concerning around the globe. Last week's UK public spending net borrowing reads were distressing. In Canada, retail sales fell for the first time in 7 months. So right now, the picture ain't exactly pretty as the new week gets going. We suspect the market will continue to look for signs of inflation cooling off or central banks reconsidering hawkish outlooks, but we're just not sure we're going to get it. Looking ahead, Monday's calendar is exceptionally thin with no first-tier data on the docket. That's all for now.